the holy letters from the Rebbe, we're doing in volume 4. This is letter number 1177, and Baruch Hashem, this is dated the 5th day of Elul in Tavshin Yudal, Brooklyn, New York, and this is to the students of all Torah institutions, general, all Torah institutions, especially yeshivas. Yeshivas means those who are concentrate fully on older students for the yeshivas. May God be with you, peace and blessing. As the new school year is beginning, coming upon us, and on all of us, L'toivu L'vrocha, I send you my warm blessing and hearty blessing to all of you, that the one who graces every person with wisdom, understanding, and das, chokhmah bin das, shall shine his face to you, and the beginning and the entire school year should be with success in all details. All act and act of all, every, of all the sons and daughters of Israel needs to have a purpose and a desirable goal. Also, the summer, the vacation days that have just passed, also they have a purpose and a goal. And that is to regain new strength and to gain new energy so that you should be able to continue, and those who begin, you should be able to begin the study of the Torah and the kosher education with fear of heaven, with more diligence and with more enthusiasm. I hope and I pray that you will bring out from your potential into the actuality the diligent, the intensity, the necessary energy that is required to acquire Torah, which is the living Torah from the living God, from the mouth of the living God, which is an inheritance to the Jewish people, for which it says, "Va'atem advekim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayoyim." You that cleave to God, your God, you're all alive today. In the days of the month of Elul, specifically, this is a month which my father-in-law used to commonly say, it's the month of accounting, a chodesh acheshbon. It's an accounting of the year that is going out and is being exchanged with the new year, and the new decisions also for the future. I am very strongly confident that you will make a true accounting, a true cheshbon, what is fitting to change for the better and to fix it in ways, in matters of conduct and the past order, so that from now and on, your study and your conduct will be on the most and the best way that will be good for you both physically and spiritually. I sign off with a blessing for writing and signing for good, for a good and sweet year, for each one and one of you, to your parents, to your educators, and to the administrations of your institutions. May they live with the signature of the Rebbe. This is a general letter the Rebbe wrote out, but you see, the Rebbe's task was not just a Rebbe of the Chabad. The Rebbe was also a Rebbe for all Jewish people. His letter is addressed to all educational institutions, to all the people, and the Rebbe's inspiration and expectation is that people should utilize, especially after the summer and the new year, and the Rebbe says that the vacation is not to stop learning, but actually to renew and re-energize yourself so that you can do even more in the future. And the Rebbe is blessing them as well as pointing out that they should have an accounting and try to better themselves what was missing so that the coming year will be more successful even than before.